B. Tips for your notebook.
A tip is a piece of advice to help you. Here are some tips for your notebook. Put words from one topic in the same place. For example, food in one place, clothes in another, etc. Don't mix them up. You can also have grammar topics. For example, uncountable nouns, or a page for words that all have a connection. For example, words and phrases that were all in a story you read in English. Some words and phrases will go in more than one topic. If you can't find a topic for a new word or phrase, for example, useful or in particular, put them in a different place in your notebook. For example, a page for each day or each week, or perhaps one page for every English lesson you have. Write the date clearly at the top. For example, Monday the 14th of May. When you write down new vocabulary, write a translation if it is necessary, but also write the meaning in English if it is possible, or draw pictures. If possible, add synonyms, opposites, other parts of speech, etc. Awful, adjective, means terrible. Synonym, dreadful. Enjoy, verb, means like something and get pleasure from it. Noun, enjoyment. Adjective, enjoyable. Example sentences help you with the grammar of a word, or with word partners, collocations. I enjoy living in a big city, not I enjoy to live in a big city. I spent 2 weeks in Rome, not I passed 2 weeks in Rome. You spend time in a place. Remember, words often have more than one meaning that you need to know. For example, a tip is also money that you give. For example, to a waiter for serving you in a restaurant.